fans, we got one of the top shortstops ever to play in San Francisco. He's right here with us, Rich Aurelia. Let's hear it for Richie.
Thunderous.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It has to be. There's so many of them.
Come on. Come on. JT was waiting for you today. Let me tell you. Good to see you.
Good seeing you, too.
Boy, game six here. And, God, you know, you've been a major leaguer for a long time. Just set the scene for us, even in your own mind, of what the Giants are facing tonight.
You're just facing a lot of adrenaline, you know. You got the series back home where you wanted it to be. Regardless of how they've played here in the postseason so far. But, you know, this team plays their best when their back's against the wall, and that's where they're at right now. And they've showed it the last few, you know, the last series and this series, and hopefully they showed it again tonight. But as a player, you know, just try and take it in and calm yourself down a little bit. You can't get too amped up.
Hey, Rich, let me ask you, who's gripping more, the Giants knowing they have to win 6 and 7 or the Cardinals knowing they just have to win tonight? Who's gripping more?
I don't know. I'm going to say the Cardinals just for the fact that they didn't want to come back here in the first place because they know that if they win, they open up at home. The National League team opens up at home. So to make a cross-country trip for a day and a half or whatever is kind of not what they wanted to do. So and they know they got a guy on the mound that historically they know what to expect from him, but they don't know what to expect from him this year. We talked about it last week where, you know, Vogelsong pitched like Carpenter has in the previous postseasons, and Carpenter, I watched some highlights last night. He wasn't that off. The Giants got a few infield hits, a little broken bat hit, and
he threw the ball away.
Yeah, so I mean, there were a few little things that went the Giants' way, and that's what they need to have happen tonight, just like they had in Game 5 the other night.
Vogelsong tonight, what's the leash for him? And of course, Bochy has said Lincecum would come in after Vogelsong. But then again, you don't want to bring Bumgarner in, the lefty against the Cardinals. But then again, you don't want 4 runs on the board either. He's got to balance that tonight.
Yeah, I think if there are 2 pitchers on his starting rotation in the staff right now, the guys that have a longer leash are Vogelsong and Kane. They've shown they could do it consistently all year, with the exception with Vogey, the exception of about 5 starts. I think they'll have a longer leash than anybody else. But at the same time, the Giants' bullpen's been its strength this postseason, and if there's an opportunity to get one of those lefties in at the right time, you know, matchup-wise for Boch against some of these Cardinal hitters, I don't think he'd hesitate in one bit.
Richie, Rich Aurelia with us. Rich, if the Giants have an MVP tonight on the offensive side, and you've watched these games, the middle of the order has done very little, really. Posey's chased a lot, and Pence hasn't really done much, and Sandoval's getting hot a little bit, but who's your guy tonight on the offensive side for this ball club that's got to come through?
I really want to see Hunter Pence come through. He's had a lot of at-bats this postseason where, you know, somebody asked me the other day, does it look like he's over-swinging and swinging for fences? I said, I don't know, because that's how he swings.
Yeah.
He swings like that all the time. But, you know, for me, it's a plate discipline thing. And if you're getting up with guys on third base and less than 2 outs with a man on first or first and second, you can't be swinging at the pitch down in the zone. You have to get a pitch up in the zone to try and hit a fly ball to at least take advantage of the opportunity to score a run. And that's what he has not taken advantage of this series. So hopefully tonight he can.
All right, Cardinals have this big bullpen, and they bring in guys 98, 96, 95. It doesn't matter. But now we're at game 6. You've seen them 3 or 4 times. You've seen them a couple of at-bats at least. Does it change as you get deeper into the playoffs? I mean, I always say a major leaguer could turn around a jet plane eventually.
It should change. You know, you get to see these guys a little bit more on a consistent basis over a week-long period as opposed to in a 3-game series in May or whenever they play the Cardinals. So it should help. And, you know, you're right. I mean, if it's a 98-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle, you're in the big leagues. You should be able to hit that.
All right. Richie, Pat, anything for Richie?
Well, Carlos Beltran, I mean, to me, with the knee, bulky knee and everything, he's got a little bit of success off Vogelsong. That's a pretty big matchup. I mean, you got to have your big boys deliver for either team tonight, Posey and Beltran. Does the knee offer any issues for Beltran tonight, you think?
It could. I mean, especially with the weather conditions here. He knows how bad the weather can be here at times and how cold from last year. And, you know, that's not an element that visiting players are usually comfortable in. He's had a little time here. But anytime you have a bulky knee or shoulder, elbow, you know, those joint problems, man, they just, you know, the cold weather makes them a little more cranky than normal.
All right. I'm going to ask you this. And JT was asked this question by FP when he was on earlier today. And I have to go back to 2002. You lose a Game 6. What does Game 7 look like after a Game 6 loss?
Well, I think it depends how you lose games.
Okay. So, all right.
We didn't lose it the way we really wanted to in 2002. But, you know, you still have to have the mentality. If you still have another day to play to win, you got to still think and go out and win every day. And you know what? Unfortunately, the Giants don't have that opportunity this year. They have to go out and win these next two games to get to the World Series. And if there are two guys I think they want on the mound these last two games, I think they got them.
Yeah, I think so. That's why you come back from 3-1. When you have pitching like this, it's doable.
And, you know, if you get to Game 7, I mean, Kyle Loesch pitched pretty good the last start, but Giants had a ton of opportunities day to score some runs. So maybe if they get to Game 7, they've learned something to maybe be more aggressive earlier in the count with Loesch, because he's a strike thrower. Yeah. He's not overpowering, and he throws a lot of strikes. So hopefully they learned something from that last start.
All right, the crowd should be great tonight. Everybody out here has been fabulous tonight. And it's getting better. As a player, can you really feed off that, or is it just you block it out and it's you against him?
I think now as a former player, I can probably buy into it more because... Yeah. You know, now I'm just here, you know, cheering for the team and rooting for my buddies on the field. When you're playing, you can hear everything, but you also kind of you got to have a little tunnel vision and focus on what you're doing out there every day and every pitch and every at bat. So I think now I think I appreciate it more than I did when I played, but I've been on that stadium floor there when it's been really loud for some really great moments. So you can feed off that as a player.
All right.
And JT was saying that the Giants fans down by the Cardinals bullpen have a real opportunity to get in Boggs and Mott and all those guys' head, huh?
Yeah, it definitely gets loud down there. And I think I think the loudest I've ever experienced here was in 2000, the first year when JT hit that home run
against
the Mets. And I was on deck, and it was so loud, the ground was literally, like, shaking.
Wow.
So hopefully I get a little bit more of that tonight.
All right. You have any superstitions before a big game that you said, all right, I'm going to wear this T-shirt or anything like that?
Not really. I think just this time of the year, I really relied a lot on coffee and Red Bull because you kind of get worn down a little bit. But no, I think when you get to this point where you're playing your 170th, 175th game, get out there however you can and just play.
All right, Richie, thanks so much. Richard Aurelia here, fans. Boy, we can use one of those shots into the left field seats. You know that tonight? One of your home runs would help tonight. Boy, this guy could reach the seats in left field, couldn't he? Very good. Richie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rich.
All right.
All right, man.
Boy, great to have him here.
Hey, Marty. Fun. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's great.